Empty storefronts and boarded up windows are not likely to provide the best incentive for new businesses to move into a neighborhood. The River City Company is calling for artists and creative people to help change that look in some of Chattanooga's empty spaces with a program called Open Spaces. If you take a walk downtown Chattanooga, you will find a vibrant, active nightlife and something going on almost everywhere near the river. Stroll along the south side and people are everywhere along Main Street and around the choo-choo. But in between those night spots, in the city center, some of the buildings look bleak, empty, and you feel the weight of years of neglect. Amy Donahue from the River City Company is promoting a program that will change the look and possibly breathe new life into the city center.
The genesis of the program really came from our city center planning efforts that we did back in the fall. And what we kept hearing from people was this particular area of town, city center, sort of the heart of our business district, that it was just sort of nothing happened after 5 o'clock. And even if you were down there, it was kind of dark and seemed like there was a lot of storefronts that weren't being used. Anytime you have sort of that vacancy, even if there's, you know, nothing negative going on, it still is not the place you want to spend your time or be. And so really the ultimate answer to a lot of these problems is helping to find and create and build more residents in the area. But building that, getting people to live there, that takes a while. You know, that's not something we can do overnight as a company. So what we did want to do is try to figure out a way to animate those spaces in the interim before they get rented out, do something that would make people want to spend time there. And even if they weren't necessarily coming to City Center to go out to a restaurant and do that thing, but if they're driving through just to see some light and some animation and sort of give the area a different feel. And it's also really hard for people who want to start storefronts, who want to start businesses. If there's a storefront that's dark and boarded up and there might be graffiti on the wall, it's really hard for you to feel like, okay, I can invest my dream in this place and all my money. But if you see a storefront that is cleaned up, there's light in it, there's something going on, it's a lot easier to imagine putting your dreams into that storefront. That's kind of how the idea of open spaces came about. What can we do in the interim to make these storefronts inviting? So Open Spaces is a program that focuses on, we say art installations because that's just a sort of a simple thing to use, but it really is any kind of installation that involves light that is obviously intriguing or catches your eye, and then also some level of interactivity. There's three different tiers of installations that you can do. The highest level or tier of installation is incredibly interactive. Passerbys will be able to stop in front of the storefront and somehow interact with the installation. So we've seen some great examples. I believe it was in Sweden where a gentleman who owned a building that didn't have any tenants, he just set up a bunch of screens on the inside of the storefront and put a joystick on the outside, and you could go up and you could play like throwback video games, just standing there on the street. We've seen some digital graffiti walls. So basically you could go up and you could kind of create your own graffiti, obviously, you know, in a contained space and not, you know, with any kind of permanency, which is great. But anything that can really make people stop and interact with these storefronts is something really cool and what we're looking for.
How do you define city center?
It's technically south of 4th Street to 12th, and then it's bordered on 27 on the west, and then Georgia Avenue on the right. And we also kind of include Patton Parkway in there as well, where the old Yesterday's is, which we actually just bought and are looking to do residential there because that's a big push for us in City Center is to try to create some really cool workforce housing there. So that's part of it. So yeah, so that's kind of what we define as City Center.
I've noticed as I drive downtown, more and more rooftops look like someone's home patio than just an empty spot. But like you said, the storefronts underneath are still staying pretty vacant.
What we find is we've, for several years now, have really focused time and energy on bringing retail to downtown in general, and specifically City Center. And what we find with a lot of retailers, especially those national brands, is they're really looking for heads and beds numbers. How many people live in, you know, 2 square miles of this area? And so when we try to pull drugstores or those types of stores to the center of our city, we don't have that residential number yet that those retailers look for. So we are really trying and focusing really hard to bring workforce housing into this area to increase that residential number, to also increase those retail. It's sort of this cycle. The more residents you bring in, the more retail and sort of soft services like the dry cleaners and those types of things will come in. And then that'll also attract more people to want to live in that area because they have services. So it's this great cycle that we're really trying to get started.
Artists or imaginative designers that want to participate in open spaces have to submit a proposal. What are the guidelines? How does that work?
The call is really open to artists, technologists, creative thinkers. We're really looking just to see what you sort of propose for this space. And two, obviously, in the proposal, just to kind of see your background. It is open to amateurs in a sense. You don't have to be a professional artist to do an installation, but we're really looking to see what's your idea, what's your capacity to fulfill this. Of course, there is compensation for the installations, and it varies depending on what tier that you submit for. And even then, if you're not exactly sure, okay, would this fall into tier one, tier two, tier three, please go ahead and submit your proposals. We're trying to be as flexible as we can. You may submit, say, oh, this is a tier two, and we may come back and say, no, this could be a great tier three if we just kind of, you know, think about adding this one other element. It really is kind of putting your ideas out there for us, letting us look it over. We have a great panel of people from the art community to the tech community to some of the building owners to different people that are going to sit in on the selection committee and kind of help us figure out what installations would work and where and what they need to look like. So the best way really to just kind of see what storefronts are going to be available, to figure out more of the guidelines, timeline, go to openspaceschattanooga.com and really look at what each of these tiers mean. And we've tried to be really good about laying everything out and trying to give a few examples so you can really dig in and see what maybe your idea would fit into.
Some of the storefronts that are scheduled to be included as part of this, they look really kind of bad. I mean, there's going to be a lot of work.
Back in April, we had our Clean and Green program, and we had a lot of great volunteers come out and do general downtown cleanup. But we also had a few teams that we sort of assigned to open spaces windows. And so they did a great job with just some initial cleanup, graffiti removal, and just kind of helping us figure out, okay, what are these storefronts going to need? So part of the program that River City Company is going to help with is really getting the facades of these buildings in shape for the installation. So that is some cleanup. Of course, if the windows are boarded up, to remove that boarding glass to help with some of the just the general lighting. Again, just to make the storefronts look a little bit nicer. And, you know, to your point, that kind of goes back to what we're trying to get out of this program is that when you walk by a storefront that, you know, maybe it's a little rough looking, it's not easy to walk by it. You don't want to walk by it. You may cross the street. You may go down a different road. You may decide you don't want to walk at all. So we're trying to really, again, figure out ways how to clean up and enliven those spaces to promote people wanting to put their business there, to promote people coming to the area after the 5 o'clock hour, just to increase the perception of safety and activity in the area.
Most of these installations are designed to be temporary with the hopes that there will be someone then who rents the space, turns it into a store. Do you have plans to rotate out any of these designs if it turns out they're going to be there for more than 3 or 6 months?
Sure. So the idea, especially for the high-end, high-tier, tier three installations, is for them to be in the storefronts for a year, is what we're hoping. But of course, if somebody comes along and says, you know, I want to rent this storefront out and, you know, put my sandwich shop here, that's great, and we want that to happen. So we've got some flexibility. We've got some what we're calling sort of flexi spaces. So if something does happen with a storefront, we can kind of move that installation and move it into another storefront. So we don't envision that any of the installations or what people bring in will not be up sort of the full length of the program, although they may be moved. And the end goal is to have these storefronts rented out and for there to be retail and restaurant offerings there. But we really created the Open Spaces program to have something in the interim. We didn't just want to wait and let the area sit dark and vacant.
Who can apply for the Open Spaces program?
We'd love to see what our local artists can come up with. But the call is really open to regional and national artists as well. So if you do know somebody that you think would provide a great installation, but they're maybe not in the Chattanooga area, we're still really open to see what they could possibly bring as well. So it's not just local artists, although we love our locals and want to see what you can do. It's really open to national artists as well.
The proposal deadline for open spaces is 5 p.m. on July 2nd. Visit the web at openspaceschattanooga.com for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.